everyone, and welcome to the Media Mogul News Hour. I'm here tonight with the Glaminati, that's pop culture extraordinaire, Tiani Spears. How are you, Tian?
I'm just wonderful. How are you?
I am great. And Tiger Lily of TigerLilyRocks.com. How are you?
Peachy.
All right. So, guys, early this morning, Chris Brown was the victim of what seemed to be a botched club assassination at a San Jose club. About five people were shot. They were all treated this morning. And as for the cause, most of us have leaned towards the idea of it possibly being an assassination. I mean, this is not the first time this has happened to him. There was a club shooting at 10 Oaks, I think it was, in L.A. over the summer. And I think a lot of celebrity friends of his were injured as well in trying to get out of the club. Now, what do you all think might be the cause of that? I personally think that Chris Brown has been a negative person. He hasn't really represented a positive brand lately, from bottle throwing in the club to calling his girlfriend a biatch on stage. What do you think, Tiger?
Well, honestly, I don't feel that the shooting had anything to do with him, but it's just so random. Like, who gets shot at a Chris Brown concert? Like, I don't get what kind of lyrics he would have that would make somebody just feel so angry, you know, that they're like, I'm just going to shoot five people right now.
Well, if they were performing Loyal, I mean, maybe there was a girl there, and
but it happened.
One of the guys said,
when
this
you
is
watched
my girlfriend.
The video, when you saw the video, though, it was like so far away from, it seemed far away from where he was at, and it was such like, it seemed so dorky, because he was like talking about them fighting over there, like literally right after he started talking, it was just like everybody took cover. I thought that it was like, it gave me anxiety. It reminded me of when I used to go out back in the day. Like, I do not go to clubs anymore. I go to bars and happy hours, but I do not do the club scene. And it's for that reason, you know, like, I shouldn't have to feel like I'm getting all dressed up to be cute and everything to go somewhere that I could possibly not come home from. I don't see what the excitement is about it. But it's just crazy because it seems like with Chris Brown, like, he can't escape anything. He's not guilty of shooting anybody or anything, but now, once again, his name is tied to something negative. I feel like he kind of needs to take the back seat for a little while, like, leave his relationship and stuff out of the news. He had no choice with this matter, but I just mean his other personal matters, because now, of course, everybody is still kind of making it like this is somehow his fault.
Well, you know, I feel like I agree with what you're saying. I was basically going to say the same thing. It's like every time Chris actually tries to do like something good, well, you know, something that focuses on his music, you know, because he is an artist, somehow, some way, trouble, he's just one of those people where trouble just want to follow him. Like, even if he's doing something and he has nothing to do with it, it's just like, oh, well, something's going to happen. Chris
is happens
here.
You don't take your medication.
And, I mean, and like I was saying, you know, I think he was performing Loyal. I mean, and maybe there were two guys there, and, you know, a girl came in with one of them, only to find out that, you know, one of the other guys that she's dealing with is there. And, you know, maybe that song just served as a backtrack for the situation at hand.
When is he not responsible for trouble when it happens around him?
A lot of times, I think. I mean, when is the last time Christian actually got in trouble? Not talking about, you know, his relationship with Coco Crispy Puff, but in general, like, when has he gone somewhere and, you know, gotten in trouble or something? That, I haven't heard anything like that since, like, that Frank Ocean situation.
Look, and that was about 2 years ago. Rocket out his mother's windshield Okay, I don't put anything past him.
I don't think he had anything to do with it this time. Okay. It's just the wrong, Chris was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Chris is always.
Yeah, but he just has so much negativity surrounding him that.
And don't
I mean,
forget,
you know,
he was
like
hanging around gang members. Remember that? His mother was saying that she wanted him to drop his friends because they were such a bad influence and that they were, like, known gang members.
Was she talking about gang?
And you know what? If she said something about that with what's happened now, I mean, it's not far off then. I didn't recall seeing that, but, I mean, that makes a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, puts things in perspective. Now, definite. Now, on a lighter note, did anyone see Chris Brown's contribution to Eggplant Friday this week?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And you know what? Not only did I have that picture saved instantly because I was scared that it was going to get deleted, I love that picture. In fact, I am going to get a printer. I'm going to print that picture out, and I'm going to stick it on my wall, and I'm going to look at it every morning when I wake up, and I'm going to look at it every night before I go to sleep just so I can be happy. Yes, Christopher. Yes.
So you want to dream about that before you go to bed?
Yes, ma'am. And I want to think about it when I'm at work doing nothing.
Okay, that was a bit much. Tiger, did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
I'm just interested in the game right now. So,
yes.
I mean, he can give me fine in Friday. I don't want to say the word. P.S., I'm trying not to curse so much on these podcasts.
Fine what?
I apologize.
What?
Huh?
Wait a minute. He can do what?
You know, he has his fine in
Negro.
Oh.
Friday.
Really? Oh, my God.
You have never seen it? He's so beautiful.
I have not seen that. Wow.
Yeah, I'm like.
With that title.
Every Friday.
You know, what is with Chris Brown is like he's like a little kid. What is with this fascination of him showing his penis? I mean, he took a picture.
Well, the FNF is actually from the game. It's not Chris Brown.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that. I don't think anyone else could have thought up that hashtag but him.
The game?
Yes, the game. But did you see Chris Brown's his picture that he shared this weekend?
Is it him
laying
down with sweat?
He was lying in front of a picture window, looking relaxed. It was supposed to be him looking out of the window, back in sweats, which are known to not conceal anything.
Mm-hmm.
And very prominently in the picture
it's like
was
it's in his pocket.
Contribution to Eggplant Friday. And you said you have or haven't seen it? Did you
yes,
see it?
I see it. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know how I missed that on Friday, but.
I know. Well, in my opinion, you know, it didn't quite stand up to B.O.B.'s Eggplant Friday, so therefore it didn't make that much news.
Well, see, because he's not standing up.
We'll stand up. So, you know what? I can't believe we are having this conversation. I don't think.
Why
that
can't you believe it? We've had these kind of conversations all the time.
Oh, don't I have some nerve? But didn't I just say I didn't want to talk about relationships?
We really do have these kind of conversations all the time. I just, you know what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, Chris wasn't standing up. But let's think about all the times that Chris was standing up before Eggplant Friday was even, you know, created. That's all I have to say.
I mean,
but
okay, so as I said, there's this fascination that he has with showing himself like a toddler or a four-year-old who just discovered he had a wing-wang or whatever we wanted to call it. Don't forget, there was a picture that leaked of him, the nude picture that he took with his face in it, so obviously he must have wanted it leaked. He took a Halloween picture a couple years ago in some, like, green spandex suit.
And I have that picture saved to my computer.
Yes. Well, again, he clearly wanted to be seen because he took an erect picture wearing the skin tight suit. I feel like I've lost track of that. I mean, he's always performing without any underwear on, it seems like. What is wrong
we
with him?
We don't mind.
What is
we really don't mind. It's 2015. We don't have to hide, you know, what we like in guys or women anymore. We can do what we want, and we let the celebrities do it. I see nothing wrong with it. Chris does it. The Game does it. Trey Songz does it. Who hasn't been doing it lately is August Alsina, and he needs to get it together and hop on this train.
As I said during the last show that I hosted, that will be made August Alsina's picture look more like camel toe.
Which is why he needs to come back.
Maybe he should do another one to try and prove himself. You know, pull a Soulja Boy and, like, go get the air freshener and put it in
the
pocket.
Yes.
Remember when Soulja Boy did that, when he first decided to share a picture and people made fun of it for being a little underwhelming, and then he comes back with one that's like five times as big, and they were like, you just stuck an air freshener in your pocket.
That was back in the early days.
Like, two huge differences.
Well, see, I never got on MySpace. It wasn't my thing.
That was after MySpace.
No, it was during the MySpace era.
Was it?
It was during the MySpace era.
MySpace a lot longer than the rest of us.
It was like 2008
or 2009 or something.
The
rest of the world got off MySpace in 2007 when Facebook became big. You can look at everyone's profile. They all started 2007. So I don't know what you were trolling
about. My Facebook profile didn't start until 2011.
Oh, something is wrong with you. You didn't start until 2011, really?
I didn't start until 2011.
What?
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. I was an InstaFacebook. I was barely into MySpace. Like, I had just got my MySpace. I made a MySpace account after graduating from high school in 2008. I wasn't really into social media.
You created one in 2008, you said.
I did create a MySpace account in 2008.
I thought you said 2011.
I stopped getting on MySpace in like 2000, like the end of 2009, and I created a Facebook account in like 2011.
Okay, now we're making a little more sense. I was going to be concerned. Okay. I was starting to question your decision-making skills when it comes to writing for Pop Glitz.
Don't do it.
Starting to wonder if you were up on the times.
I've never got on Black Planet.
Okay.
I was on Black Planet. I had over a million friends on there before I left.
Did you say please don't say
yes.
1 million.
Over 1 million.
Seriously?
Wow.
And listen, I got off of Black Planet probably a year before Facebook started. So I was on Black Planet in high school, and I gave it up at, like, age 20, maybe 19 or 20. I know I was on Facebook after, and I was on Facebook back when it was only for college students, when you had to use a college, you know, email address and everything. I got off of Black Planet before then, and, yes, I had over a million friends on there.
You had to be on Black Planet all day long.
Not really. I had school and stuff. And then just think, we didn't have apps back then. We didn't have, like, I could get to it from one of my cell phones, like, after a couple years, like, some phone that I had, you know, you can go online and everything. But it was, like, crazy trying to read stuff, like, on those small flip phones.
And don't forget that everyone was into HTML at the time. Like, we all were baby web designers, and you all made the most complicated.
Well, that's where I learned. That's where I learned how to do web design. That's actually what got me in. I was originally going to major in fashion design, and I started getting, like, people were paying me to do their pages and stuff on Black Planet. And to, I actually made codes and everything, like, totally tweaked Black Planet, like, totally changed how the pages looked and everything. I was working with this guy that was out in the UK, and we're still, like, friends to this day. And at that time, he was, like, way older than me, but I was, like, working with him on different codes and stuff like that. But that's what started me into graphic and web design originally, was Black Planet. But, yeah, I got
off. Oh, my God, Tiger had an entire, like, international covert operation running this underground business to take over the scheme, to take over Black Planet. Wow.
Yes, Lord, and I love her. You go, girl.
Yeah, I was the queen of Black Planet back then. You know,
apparently,
what?
I mean, with 1 million, with 1 million friends, like, you had to be, like,
she was friends. I mean, she was the Tom before Tom.
Listen, okay. I actually had a conversation with Kanye back then, before he was this Kanye.
Oh, wow.
Oh, see, you missed out. See, you
could. My ex-boyfriend knows Kanye.
I just remember him saying,
he was like, you don't know who, you know who I am. And it was like during the We Are the Champions era when that song came out. And I was like, no, like, who cares?
There's nothing worse than to ask that question. No one should ever ask that question. Do you know who I am? If you have
this
to ask
in,
that, you f- yourself
beginning.
Already.
This was like way in the beginning. This was before like Dipset joined Rockefeller and everything. It was like crazy. I was just like, who? No.
Always Google everyone you talk to. That's all I'm going to say.
Was there Google back then? I think I was using, like, Ask back in those days.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you shut me down.
That was a POS back then. I would never use that again. But anyway, now we do have Google, and I will make sure the next time somebody asks, do you know who I am? Yes, I do know who you are.
Okay.
How can you service me?
Now, look, Beyonce was just out on the beach, and she took a picture covered in sand with her breast perfectly shaped in the sand.
Molded.
You know, buried underground. Well, actually, more like one breast, because, like, one is perky and, like, one was, like, all deflated and off to the side. Maybe that is actually true. Who knows? Maybe she's due for a plastic surgery tune-up. I don't know. She had this, like, big, massive baby bump that was also, like, covered in the sand. A lot of magazines asked, is this her way of announcing that she's pregnant? What do you all think, Tiger?
Why does she have to go first?
You say, why does she what?
First, dear.
Oh, ladies first. I mean, unless you have to tell us.
I'm just going to sit here.
Well, you know what? Originally, the sand picture didn't bother me, but I was on another website, and they posted another picture while they were taking this vacation around the world for the past couple of weeks. There was a picture of her in this shirt, and it looked like there was a bump, and it was just, it looked more of a bump than, like, giving, you know, a lot of attention towards the bump in this picture. But, you know, this could be her knees or anything, how far down this bump is in the sand. It's kind of in an area that it's, I don't know, like, it could be. But there's a picture with her with, like, an animal print shirt and camouflage pants on from her and Jay-Z and Blue Ivy's vacationing over the past week or two. And she looks pregnant there, as far as it looks like there's a little bit of a bump there. And the way that the shirt is tied, it's like tied right above her belly. Did you also see that picture? I know
I'm looking at it right now.
With these. Doesn't that look like there could be a bump there? But she was so excited with the pregnancy for Blue Ivy. Remember, she just whipped that belly out and, you know, was singing her song and everything. I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder how much the manufacturer of that prosthetic baby bump is going to get now.
Ooh, you better stop it.
But there is actually, you know what, there's a lot of care that was taken with this bump on this in the sand. I'm looking at the handprints and everything, and I don't know. At first I was like, maybe Blue Ivy did it, but why would Blue Ivy make food for her mother? Seems like somebody else might have done that. Like molding who would mold the booth like that?
I don't know whether or not that's true. I think, you know, whether or not that actually shows her baby bump. I don't know if the other picture you were talking about actually showed a baby bump. But considering how a few years ago when she was pregnant and she went to go sit down and her baby bump collapsed, when have either of you ever seen a baby bump collapse? Have you
firstly, because, you know, I am a part-time member of the Beehive, you know, they were nice enough to let me in 2013. Apparently, what happened was, the way that it was explained is that Beyonce did that interview a few months before she started showing that she was pregnant. And she knew that the interview was going to come out at a later time when she was, you know, going to be showing, you know, that she was indeed pregnant. So she wore a fake, you know, little baby thingy, which makes sense. But hey, you guys are allowed to think what you want. No, you know what? I'm not going to do this because, you know, last week when we did our show and you guys were talking about Madonna, I got up.
If you continue this, I am suspending you for a week.
I got up from the table and I sat over there. So in order for me to stop, you know, in order for me not to get up from the table and sit over there, I'm just going to sit here. I'm not going to say anything. Talk amongst yourselves.
I'm not even at the table. I'm at the bar, honey, so. I guess you're by yourself anyway. I don't care if it was a fake baby bump or not. She has a beautiful child, and I have, you know, I'm trying to get pregnant soon, so if I can't, you know, however you get your child, as long as it's legal, you're not, you know, getting your child off of the black market, hey, whatever. As long as you're a good parent, it doesn't matter. I don't know why people are so obsessed with believing if she was really pregnant or not. You know, that's just something that's very personal. And I know that celebrities are out in the forefront, and their business a lot of times is our business. But when it comes to something like that, like medical things, I feel like that is, you know, just kind of off limits. That's where we should draw the line.
Well, if you're unable to get pregnant, please don't walk around with a baby bump just because then I might have to be forced to try and
That's
have medicine.
That's very crazy. It's definitely crazy. I would not attempt that myself, pretending to be pregnant, knowing that I'm not going to be in the hospital for a couple of days. Like, how do you explain that outside of being a celebrity? It just seems like something off of Lifetime. Like
the
one
movie with
the nurse killing the baby.
Brie Van de Kamp did that?
Yes.
No, it had just gone off air, and then it wasn't very much longer when that happened with Beyonce. And I don't like making light of things like that. But it's when her stomach caved in, you know, I felt like my brain had collapsed. I needed an explanation. No one's ever seen anything like that. In fact, her stomach did fold in. This belongs on Ripley's Believe It or Not. Whatever happened, however the baby got here, I'm over it. At this point in time,
and happy
I am,
birthday to Blue Ivy, who just turned three.
Happy birthday to Blue Ivy. I hope she got a comb for her birthday. And somebody.
I'm not
staff,
doing it.
Who's it?
I'm not doing it. I am not.
All right. So there is a new show called My Husband's Not Gay. it's a show. I believe it's on TLC. And it is about four men who all express their attraction to other men but they married women because of their Mormon faith.
In the black community, we call that just being BL.
Been a lot of backlash about it from GLAAD, which is a gay and lesbian alliance, who said that the show was dangerous and irresponsible. And for the first comment, I am going to reach out to Pop Glitz's resident LGBT staffer, Tion. What do you think? What do you think about?
Well, honestly, I've heard about the show. I haven't looked at a trailer or anything. All I could go by, for the most part, is what everyone on my timeline is saying. And, you know, why is it just the time I want to go first? You won't let me go. I was ready. Okay. So, her husband's not gay, but he enjoys sleeping with women. He's still attracted to men. What to say? He's in denial. He's marrying, you know, not for his Mormon faith, but he's doing it because he needs a beard. Let's not pretend like we haven't been there. Trust me. I don't know. I think that the show is, I'm not going to say that I think that it's a bad show. I mean, I think it will open some people's eyes out there and be like, oh, well, how could you say that you're attracted to guys, but, you know, you're married to a woman? Like, it's definitely, the show is definitely doing what TLC expected it to do. It has people talking. And though it is grating to the community as a whole, I will say that, I don't know. Gosh dang it, I don't know. Leave me alone.
What do you think about it?
Your husband's gay and you're in denial. That's the end of the story. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
What else is there to say?
I mean, now that's really what it is. I don't even want to hear this BS, my husband's not gay. This woman on the little screenshot of the video is looking at him like, you are full of SHIT, but I'm just going to roll with this for TV. There is
okay.
No way.
You know what?
Oh, listen, I'm sorry. You know, I so heard Tiger wrong. I so, because I, like, walked away for a second. I swear. I thought I just heard her say, you are so full of HIV.
I would never say that.
I was going to say, oh, my God. Oh, Jesus.
No. Full of S-H-I-T. I told you I'm going to stop cursing. Now, spelling it is a different thing. So, bear with me.
Ruthless.
But she's looking at him like she's worried. Like, he's gay. I'm sorry. And it is, it's a beautiful thing, in my opinion. I mean, I have so many gay friends. I love everyone. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not my preference, but it's yours. Own it. Quit going on TV saying that you're not. Just say you're bisexual or pansexual, whatever you want to call it. You want to have a sexual relationship with a man. There's nothing. The quote here says, who will I notice first, a beautiful man walking down the street or a beautiful woman walking down the street? I'll notice a beautiful man 9 times out of 10, he says. His wife clarifies, it's someone who's attracted to the same sex but wants to be in a heterosexual relationship. No, you want him to be in a heterosexual relationship so that you don't embarrass yourself, but you look stupid on TV trying to defend it. He needs to just come out of the closet and say, I'm gay.
Now, listen, I will say that living in Washington, D.C., this is a career town, and what I didn't miss, or what I forgot to mention during the relationship episode that we had, probably because I was so hell-bent against the topic itself, since, you know, I don't like talking about these things, is that the city is full of DL men. For some reason, you know, the more that I've been involved politically, et cetera, and things like that, and I guess advanced professionally, I encounter a lot of DL and closeted men, if they're not married at all. That's the other thing. And that is an absolute no. I absolutely refuse to be another person under any circumstances. Now, a little history of the four men that are on the show. They actually represent conversion therapy organizations that specialize in converting converting gays over to being straight.
Shut the front door.
Tian, have you heard of such organizations before?
I have never heard of such organizations.
Seriously?
And you know what?
It's the gay Illuminati or something.
Apparently it is. It's like a cult. I can't take this.
You never heard of that?
I cannot take this entire subject, topic.
You heard of that before? I mean, you heard of conversion therapy?
No, I have not.
I've heard of exorcism.
You haven't heard of it either?
No.
Wow. Why am I just, like, singled out here? So listen, you know, when I was a teenager, I was actually taken to top conversion therapy person. His name is Richard Cohen. A couple years later, he made news for having a nervous breakdown. Now, I would like to not take that personal and say that I'm the cause of that, but I'm just saying. And during one of our sessions, I had made a friend, and he giggled like he laughed at something. And when I tell you that he snapped, I mean, he turned around and gave him the death look. And he said, why are you laughing? This is life and death! And he said, out of everyone. And I don't know if, and we all just froze. And I said, oh, he's crazy. Okay, let me get through this conference. Peace. And also, I actually went to multiple. I must have gone to maybe at least two or three conversion therapy people, and the last one being a minister. So, yes, I did have that experience. In D.C., it's actually been made unlawful to they've banned such organizations because they said that it's traumatizing the children.
That's like in the old school days when our grandparents were kids and getting pregnant as teenagers and going to someone's house to get an abortion. That's what it sounds like. It's just very, very creepy to me. I mean, we were having a discussion. Someone's page basically was talking about, like, how you would feel if your child was gay, you know, if your son came up and just said that they were gay. And it's actually something that'll kind of be a segue into what we're going to talk about with the show Empire. But honestly, I would embrace my son or daughter, for that matter. I don't know why people always say, what if your son was gay? Nobody ever says, what if your daughter's a lesbian, you know? I just feel like, I mean, I know that it's a touchy thing. It's wrong in the Bible. And I am a Christian, but at the same time, I'm very liberal. Like, I just, you know, it's just something that I feel truly, how can you hate someone? We're supposed to love everybody. And what your preference is sexually has nothing to do with me. There's things that we all do, whether it's in a heterosexual or homosexual relationship, that could be considered wrong in the bedroom. I mean, nobody's just like missionary style or anything. There's some stuff that happens in people's bedrooms that would make them ineligible to comment on what somebody else is doing. So what your sexual preferences has nothing to do with me, just like mine doesn't have anything to do with you. You know, it's just really, I don't have to answer for your sins when it's time to be judged and you don't answer for mine. So therefore, it has, you know, it doesn't make or break my life. Do what you want to do. I think it's, people are beautiful. I've not run into any gay people that I feel are, you know, causing any harm to, you know, to the world. I've not met any that are not positive. So it's, you know, it is what it is.
you know, hey, because we all know that the LGBT community is breaking into homes across America just so they can perform gay sex in front of in front of the bystanders.
And honestly, you know, with what you're saying, the people who are in the closet are the most dangerous. The ones who are pretending to not be because they're afraid, like this show, those people are dangerous because then they're going out messing with people's kids because they think they're not going to say anything. You know what I mean? Whereas an adult's like, let me get on Facebook and say who was at my house last night. You know, I think that those people are a lot more dangerous, the people who are inside the closet pretending for church and pretending for friends and pretending for parents. Those people are dangerous to society. The people that you might be going to church with that are, you know, going home looking at gay porn, that's somebody I feel is dangerous, somebody who's not out in the open with it, because they can't be free to be who they want to be.
I don't knock what anyone does, you know, hey, your personal life or who you want to marry is fine. I mean, there are people that for religious reasons, I mean, they try to live a heterosexual lifestyle. I mean, that is up to them. If you want to do that, that's fine. But I'll just say one thing. Most of the DL people that I have encountered in life, most need medication. Like, if you were to ask them to explain their relationship with another man or something, like, it would take a scholar to try and understand what the hell they're saying, because they're so confused and, you know, they're so duplicative in their explanation of what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to convince themselves that they're not something. And usually, I mean, it hurts my head to try and even figure it out. And just for that, I think I want to see this show, because I think that this is really going to be something. And I would probably advise you to have a drink first. Tion, are you going to watch it with me?
I will probably watch it with you.
How about
I have.
You know, they are part of our community. He's just a part of like the extended LGBT community. You know, he's off in their own little corner.
I have some wine.
Sure. And through the window.
Why not give it a chance? It's just the first episode.
Okay.
You guys let me know how that is. I'll be in another room watching something.
Girl, I will definitely let you know.
Hey, yeah, I'll set my DVR. All right, so we all saw this week Justin Bieber did a spread for Men's Fitness. And he's only 20 years old, and he had grown women swooning all over the place. I mean, he apparently, he's been buffing up lately for the last few years, but he really seemed like he had just reached another level. You know, he attempted to represent for the grown and sexy. He no longer... you know, he's finally shared that Ellen DeGeneres image of his. And just everyone got excited about his progress. It was revealed, allegedly, that all of the photos were photoshopped, that his chest was pumped up to be bigger, that his biceps were made to be bigger. They actually made his underwear bulge bigger, and they added pubic hair. We actually live in a world where it is acceptable to Photoshop pubic hair. If you don't have pubic hair, yes, they added pubic hair to Justin Bieber's Men's Fitness photos. Now, in my opinion, if you don't have pubic hair, you don't belong in Men's Fitness. And don't get on and don't request to be in there until you've grown some.
Well, I, for one... Okay, well, firstly, as far as Justin goes, let's just be honest. Despite the fact that he's highly annoying and highly overrated, you must admit that he has grown into a very handsome young man. That's number one. Number two, you know, people talk about how society puts pressure on women to look good and women to look perfect. And in reality, it's not just women. And this is an example of that. And I'm glad that, you know, it's finally been revealed that, you know, this didn't happen. Because when I was writing the article myself, and I was looking at it, I'm like, wait a minute, he doesn't have these subs on on his Instagram page. This has to be Photoshop. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, no one would probably catch it. Well, that was a lie. I forgot that we live in an age where everyone notices everything. You know, you can't really get away with too much of anything these days, especially when it comes to photographs. I will say that I do feel a little bad for Justin. I'm saddened that this has happened to him, because not only, you know, as you stated, did he get pubic hair photoshopped to his stomach, but, you know, his muscles were increased, his bulge were increased, and that goes to show that, you know, like, women aren't the only ones who have a high standard set for themselves.
That was no Eggplant Friday.
You know what? It was no Eggplant Friday. But even in the non-Photoshop pictures, Justin still looks good.
He still looks good, but I just want to state that if you remember when he decided to strip during Fashion Rocks,
I missed it.
That he actually had no bulge at all in his underwear. He's actually a Ken doll, I think. Like, I don't think anything's there. Like, go look up the pictures.
That little plastic piece that's like, something needs to go here.
Didn't even have that.
Not
like
sure
the,
what
ever,
it is yet.
Is that why we think Selena finally decided to leave him?
Selena.
I don't think she has enough experience with it to really care.
Oh, okay.
Now, Justin's manager actually, I'm sorry, his trainer, Justin Bieber's trainer, actually defended him and said that Justin Bieber's package was not enhanced. He actually really is packing. Now, would someone like to explain why his manager happens to know whether or not his client is packing?
Well,
he might make him cough every now and then to do a little checkup on him.
You know what? these topics are a mess. I cannot accept these topics that we're having, all surrounding the penis and eggplants and things of such. You know what? I'm
going in my nightstand. Where's my Bible?
No, I didn't think you were about to say that when you said the nightstand. I thought you were going to say something else.
What's supposed to be in there? What's in my nightstand?
Battery.
I was about to say the place where Tiger got.
So that's where your batteries went. Okay.
Well,
I didn't give them
now,
back.
They're in my mouth.
You know what?
Look, the batteries went from the rabbit to the mouth. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Fix it. Okay. So, as you guys know, Lee Daniels and Timbaland got together with Fox to create a show about music and family, basically. It's called Empire. It premiered on Fox on this past Wednesday. And it stars Terrence Howard and Taraji P. Henson as ex-husband and ex-wife. Basically, Terrence Howard is the head of this hip-hop record label, and Cookie went to jail. You know, that's Taraji's character. She went to jail, she got out, and now she wants half of the company back, you know, because the reason she went to jail is because of the money that she put into it, which was illegal. And, you know, he just ended up building this entire big empire. And you know what? I'm just so excited, because I was hoping that this show would do good. And not only did that defy my expectations, the acting was very, very, very good. Like, I've always considered Taraji P. Henson as a good actress, but Wednesday, she went to a great actress. I mean, which makes sense, because she is an Oscar-nominated actress. You know, I don't think a lot of people remember that she is an Oscar-nominated actress. And the chemistry between her and Terrence Howard is just so amazing. Like, I mean, and even though that the writing wasn't really that good, it's just the fact that you have these great people who could deliver such great acting things. And it paid off because the show debuted with 9.9 million viewers, making it one of Fox's biggest debuts in the past 3 years. I think Empire is going to be great. I'm hoping that it isn't one of... Have you guys ever watched Smash or heard of Smash? It was a show on NBC a couple of years ago. Well, it was a show on NBC.
Remember Mash? Okay, a show from... What was that?
Smash
was a show on NBC about Broadway, basically. And it starred Debra Messing from Will and Grace. And it starred Catherine McPhee, you know, who's known as an American Idol contestant. And Angelica Huston was also in it. And it started off great. But in the second season, things went to a different turn. You know, it went from critically acclaimed and having great viewership to, you know, no one really watching it, and it got canceled. And I'm just really hoping that, you know, being how Empire kicked off and how it debuted, that it just doesn't go down and get on the verge of being canceled. Kind of like how...
I don't want it to be either.
I don't... You know, kind of like how Sleepy Hollow is on Fox right now. Like, Sleepy Hollow started out great, but now it's in its second season, and it's not really going to... Like, it went from 13 million viewers to, like, 3 this season. And it's on the verge of getting canceled, but it's a really good show. And the thing these days about really good shows is that if the viewership isn't there... These networks feel like, well, why keep it?
Oh, I mean, that's money. I mean, that's how it works.
True, but still. So, Tiger, how do you feel about Empire? I got the biggest smile on my face. Like, I'm just so happy and so excited that this show is out. And it's so diverse. There's something in it for everybody.
Well, the thing is, the first part of it, I was a little, like, I was watching it, but I wasn't entertained. But once it got into the meaty portion of it, it's kind of like a book that starts off a little bit slow, but once you get into it, you're like, oh, my gosh. Like, that's kind of how I'm with 50 Shades of Grey. Like, I still have not finished that book because I can't get past the dullness of the beginning of it. But with a show, you actually watch it all the way through, and it's not like reading. But once it got towards the last, I would say, 30 minutes of the show, I was, like, sucked in. And seeing the previews for the upcoming shows, it just makes me hope that it stays around long enough to see how it ends. Like, I want to keep giving it a shot because I feel like the writing may get better, you know. With time, I really like the singing, too. And I like the aspect of the brothers, the three brothers. I mean, it's just, like, so... I mean, I didn't know what to expect with the cast and everything, and I like all of them in movies, but as far as, you know, actual, you know, series that's going to be on, I didn't know how to take it, but I hope it sticks around. I hope that it, you know, gets us to the point that we are with Scandal and, you know, How to Get Away with Murder. I'm just glad to see, you know, black people on prime time right now.
Yes.
It's just like an exciting thing. And it's not a reality show. You know what I mean?
And it's not a reality show.
Yeah, I'm getting more into watching actual shows. I'm so sick of reality TV. I watch it because there's really nothing else on, but now we're getting really good shows now. So,
the only problem I have is television. Lately. And I want to say that I saw an interview of Taraji P. Henson because she's actually from the D.C. area. And she said that she had recently declared that she was going to take a break from acting, and that she received the script, and it read more like a film, you know, than an actual show. And she said that she's given a lot of free range to do a lot of ad-libbing, which is not generally like television, that usually they try and make people make the actors stick to the script. But she said that they really like the ad-libbing. She said that not everyone's makes it. Most of her ad-libs do. And it was actually her idea to have Terrence Howard to be on the show. She told them that you have to cast Terrence Howard or else the show will fail. And Lee Daniels said, well, okay. Well, you know, she knew what she was talking about. And apparently, according to the first, you know, the first episode's ratings, that she made a good casting call there. Another thing,
yes,
as far as Taraji P. acting skills, she's from D.C. and she, you know, that she has that ratchet accent of hers. In my opinion, I think that it's more an obsession of the ratchetness of her voice that Hollywood has than her actual acting skills. Personally, I can't really look at her a whole lot. Maybe because I hear that accent all the time here and I'm sick of it. But she really is a lot, I would say, to listen to. But at the same time, I mean, you know, can't rag on the girl's acting skills. I mean, she's obviously a favorite, even though if I have my opinion of why that is.
I love her. I just absolutely love her. And I'm glad that I'm not the only person that really likes her. You know, I used to consider her, and Kerry Washington as underrated actresses. Like, I always loved Kerry Washington. And when
even when she had acne.
Even when she had acne.
And was tough.
In fact, we were still, I don't know if you guys remember, but we were still writing with Def Clam when they had first announced that Scandal was happening. And I jumped to that article so quick. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to write this. I have to tell people that Kerry Washington is finally getting her own show. And you know, Scandal, when it first debuted, it didn't do well. But because of Twitter and because of Facebook and because of people talking about it, people started tuning in, and it just shot up to what it is today. And I'm hoping that Empire does the same, being that, you know, it already started off great. I'm hoping that it either keeps its same amount of viewers or it just goes higher. Now, the only problem I do have with Empire is that it comes on at 8 o'clock, and it's an hour-long show, which means that I will no longer be able to watch Blackish on ABC because it comes on at 8:30.
We need you to get DVR, honey. We really
I have DVR. You know what? I have DVR. I just forget to use that thing. I'm
going
to start DVRing. I do have DVR.
How do you forget to use DVR?
Because I'm not. We've only had.
Tiger, I do, and you all know that I am super busy, and I used to like record everything. I mean, I would have everything scheduled, and you all know that I'm you know, big into politics. And these days, I feel like I don't do anything but watch news like all day long, and I hardly record anything. Like, I don't know when I've last like scheduled something on my DVR, but considering the fact that I've spent years setting up recordings for everything under the sun, for the most part, if I want to see something, it's already scheduled to record. But I actually
well,
rarely,
you know, it's almost time for our housewives, honey.
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, look, I swear there's like only one thing that I watch these days, and that would be The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I don't, if nothing else. That,
and it's messy, honey. It is messy.
All right, guys, so this has been another episode of the Media Mogul News Hour with the Glaminati. Thank you, Tion.
I'm still 15 living in the middle of Miami.
And thank you, Tiger Lily.
Thank you.
No money, no family.
And tune in to popglitz.com for more celebrity news.